Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Latte for Kenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Kenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Storm chances return Friday evening, and they could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
If you're near Mount Evans, Colorado, head for the summit of Mount Evans Road. At over 14,000 feet, it's the highest paved road in America.
Wow.
And while you're on the road, be sure to take us along. Listen to our live stream anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Fuck him now.
Really? I mean, is that going to be a thing now?
You don't like it?
Thanks, catchy. What are you looking at? Go.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Ah. Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
In a couple weeks, DJ, I'll have Paul Savage in here on Wednesday. He'll celebrate Wine Shirt Wednesday with me. He's the creator. He's the founder, for that matter. Well, Paul, we got another guy coming in. To join us in the fun sometimes. You'll meet him, listeners, in a couple weeks, I think, which will be fun. All right, let's get another hour of Sports Daily going here. A lot of fun coming up. We will talk to Sri Islata, our KU insider. Maybe talk a little NFL draft and some other things. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, celebrating 250 years of America, 15 years of WBC with $2.50 flagship beers on the 15th of every month in 2026. That's today. $2.50 for flagship beers today and on the 15th of every month in 2026 at Wichita Brewing Company, where pizza and beer made here for 15 years. We come back in. We've got lots of ways you can get in touch with the show. You can join the conversations on Facebook, on YouTube, or on X. You can leave us voice messages through the Odyssey app. You can call at 869-1240. You can email at sportsdaily@kfhradio.com. Thanks to those of you watching us on 12 News Connected as well. I get this sense that TJ's been itching for headlines I missed today. There were about four tees dropped in that last segment. So without further ado, let's hit it.
All right, Sports Daily fans, let's take you to the sports headlines Jacob probably didn't see.
All right, I've got some stupid ones and I've got some good ones. Let's start with the stupid ones. Six new NAIA members have been approved for the 2026-2027 academic school year. Okay. I'll give you the list. Andrew College, Champion Christian, Georgia Southern University, East Georgia Campus, United States Sports University, and Wesleyan College. But the headline that we need to know is Nevada State University. This is from the Sickos Committee. Why is that one notable? Because their mascot, Jacob, is the Scorpions. And they have a mascot named Scotty the Scorpion.
Scotty the Scorpion. This is which school?
Nevada State.
Nevada State. I want to know more about the United States Sports College.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on there. But Nevada State is what I have to tell you about. They have a mascot named Scotty the Scorpion. They have a very cool logo, and the number of sports they're going to have is two. Men's track and field and women's flag football. And that's it.
Okay. That's all right. I think it's great. I think it's great. Go and have fun and play, and you're going to enjoy college no matter where you go to school.
It's true.
Talking to a couple of D2 guys, I promise you I had just as much fun in college as anybody else.
It's true.
Just go do your thing.
All right, let's get some Let's go to baseball next. Carter Jensen posted a picture on Instagram yesterday.
Oh. Just
a random picture of him catching or something like that. And as the new trend in social media, if your buddy posts something, you have to comment on it with something. Carter Jensen posted a picture of him catching. Jack Caglione comments on it and says, "The Big Snooze." So apparently Carter Jensen's nickname is The Big Snooze.
Yes.
That's good.
That's what has to happen in that environment and situation. You have to have your, you have to have a complete and utter overreaction when it happens. And I'm not saying that, like, I mean that. And then you have to now live with that for at least the rest of this season. That is appropriate behavior.
Right. That's right. I saw somebody, some fan called him like the president of the Sleepy Boy Association or something like that. Like, there's some good ones that he's getting. So I hope that he's awesome and he ends up being like a lifetime royal that's just like a perennial, like the new Salvi, and just for the rest of his career be like, man, remember that time that guy overslept? More royals for you. Speaking of Jack Caglione, what does Jack Caglione and Francisco Lindor have in common, Jacob?
I have no idea.
They are the only two qualified hitters in the MLB without a single RBI this season.
Huh.
It's pretty wild. To be fair, Francisco Lindor has 30 more plate appearances than Cags, because Cags doesn't play every day, apparently.
Actually, I mean, are you, like, Cags has looked better to me this year than when he first came up last year.
I think it's just a fact of, like, he just doesn't do it in runners in scoring position. Like, I don't think it's a knock on Cags. I think it's more just like a coincidental thing, because he's batting like 250.
Yeah, he seems comfortable. He should not be sitting. Again, he should be in the lineup every day.
Yep.
They more just had a day off.
I agree. I don't know.
Right? If you're going to do it in the middle of a 13-game stretch somewhere, okay. They just had a day off.
Yeah, I agree. He did it on opening day. All right, Royals, more headlines here. This is from Royals Kingdom posted this one. They screenshot this from the broadcast. The Royals have hit 90 balls in play at 100 miles per hour plus exit velo. How many have resulted in an extra base hit? Excuse me. Sorry. I did this wrong. The Royals have 90 balls in play at 100 plus miles per hour of exit velo that have not resulted in an extra base hit. They have some that are. Sorry, I worded that weird. 90 balls at 100 plus that have not resulted in an extra base hit is the
where
most
does that
in the
sit?
MLB.
I mean, is that is
it's
there?
The it's the most in the MLB.
Okay, that's an interesting thing that carries over from last year too. You have Bobby and Cags and probably Salvi. I wonder if Garcia contributes to that to some degree. I mean, you got a lot of guys in there that hit the ball hard anytime the ball touches their bat. Mm-hmm. I guess that doesn't surprise me. I wish I had a good answer for you on why this is continuing. It does not make sense to me. It's what we flagged at the sky's the limit on this season before the season ever started was as long as they don't do what they did last year. And man, they're doing exactly what they did last year.
Mm. All right.
I don't know.
Let's go to basketball now. This one, I'll pose it to you this way since I kind of spoiled the last one. On Three does the transfer rankings, much like 247 does, the team rankings. Where do the Kansas State Wildcats sit on the On Three team transfer portal rankings?
I have not looked at this. I mean, they've had a lot of guys, so I'm going to guess higher than we'd think just because they've signed so many guys. 21.
Five.
Yeah, that'll change.
Fifth best in the country.
And honestly, if you're a KU fan today, that's the kind of thing you look at and be like, chill out, right? Because Kansas State's not, I mean, this class isn't going to be top five. It's not going to be close. So that would be, if you're a KU fan that's not concerned, although I doubt there are very many right now, that would be your answer. Like, just chill. Like, yep. we're so far from the end of this thing.
Yeah. Some of the notable ones is they have Desdrick Lindsey ranked as a 4-star transfer, Rhett Steiner ranked as a 4-star transfer, Shute is a three-star transfer, and JT Rock is a three-star transfer, which I thought he'd be high.
And I don't take that as a bad knock on K-State. I think they're starting to do a good job. Yeah. Like, and I think you agree with that. Like, now we're starting to see with K-State, with, you know, the Belmont thing was a little troublesome. Now it's like, okay, these guys all fit a profile. It's pretty clear what he wants to do. He's going to just bring in a bunch of dudes. They're all going to be able to play a certain way, and they'll all probably play significant minutes. And okay, like, I can see it. I can see we're going to find out what kind of coach he is, because he's probably going to have enough guys to be competitive.
Yep. More portal news for you. I'll throw you this one. Transferring from South Florida to Creighton last night, Wes Enos.
I thought he already had a different landing spot.
He was looking like he was going to go, where was it? Somewhere pretty good. And there's a lot of speculation if he was going to go to Providence and follow Hodgson. But apparently he was looking like at KU, I think. Like, that was something that there was interest.
You had sent something. Yeah. Yeah, KU. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Creighton. Got him.
Huh.
Right. He averaged 20. Oh, in the AAC tournament, excuse me. He was
good, man. That South Florida team, was legit. They were really good. South Florida and Tulsa and Wichita State were good teams.
Mm-hmm.
So in a year where maybe there were more bad teams, I would say, than we're used to seeing in the American, I thought those three teams were all pretty high quality teams.
Mm-hmm.
All right, by the end of the year, especially.
I got one more to throw you here, and then I have some actual like good stuff to get into that are topics we're going to want to talk about. This one from... it's some Diamondbacks fan account. What is it? Torrey Lovello? Is that their manager, correct? Torrey Lovello. He rolled up yesterday just going, we've had this conversation about what coaches wear to games. No jersey, no BP top. He just went straight Nike Diamondbacks t-shirt into his baseball pants. And somebody said, what are we doing? He looks like he just got out of bed and threw a hat on.
Looks like a high school baseball coach. What that is like, why are we so worried about what baseball managers wear anyway? I think we should put baseball managers in suits. You're such a suit guy. Put them in a suit in July and have them out there. Although I'm sure those baseball unis aren't a whole lot better. Save the other headlines you want to discuss till after the break. On the way out, let's save a giveaway, too. We're going to give you a giveaway when we come back, and TJ will finish the headlines with a few more discussion pieces. It's Sports Daily. It's a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday to all those who celebrate. We'll be back.
Sports Radio KFH.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Latte for Kenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Kenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic.
There's an incident on I-135 southbound at 29th Street, and it's causing a two-mile backup past the I-235 interchange. And I-235 is also jammed up from Broadway to K-96 eastbound. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Partly cloudy, breezy, and warm today. A high of 82. South winds go west, 15 to 25 and gusty. Any thunderstorms this afternoon should be well east of the turnpike. Becoming clear and a little bit cooler tonight. 53 is the low. Sunny and warm on Thursday. High 85. Partly cloudy, windy on Friday. High in the low 80s. Storm chances return Friday evening, and they could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
Tuesday night wasn't the best game you'll see from LaMelo Ball, but he sure saved his best for last. He had the game-winning layup to keep the Hornets alive in the NBA play-in. This is what the NBA needs. The Hornets are a really good team with good players and a crowd that's heavily invested in them, and it should scare those in the Eastern Conference. Ball and Con Knipple combined to shoot 2 of 22 from three-point range, and they still got the win. Amazing. I'm dead, dead.
Odyssey Sports Draft coverage is presented nationally by Bet365, where winning is everything. Download the Bet365 app and lock in your picks before the game begins. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in select states only.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. Download and listen for your chance to win a trip to Go Away with Weezer. Score pair tickets to see Weezer with the Shins and Silver Sun pickups on a tour stop of your choice, plus flights, a two-night hotel stay, a signed set list, and a meet and greet with a band. To enter, log into the free Odyssey app or odyssey.com by Sunday, April 19th. Listen for an hour or more. Come back each day for another chance to win a trip to see Weezer. Thanks to Live Nation and Crush Music, one entry per day. So you can get the podcasted version of this show. Listen, more than an hour, and you'll be in good shape. You'll be entered there. Good luck, everybody. We come back. A couple leftover headlines TJ saved for our longer segment here. Hit me.
Hit you. College basketball. Let's stay in there. Magoon Gawath from San Diego State is a seven-footer. He was a sophomore, 9 points per game for the Aztecs last year. And obviously, if you're 7 foot tall, you're going to get paid. He went on a visit to Kentucky, I believe, and committed to DePaul. So DePaul got a really big get, which is cool for DePaul. And DePaul's good. That's good. But people are really throwing stuff out about, like, man, Mark Pope may not be able to close deals. And that may be notable for us because Tyron Stokes, apparently, according to what I see, KSL, I believe is what it is, the radio station out there that does a bunch of Kentucky reporting, they said something along the lines of, like, Stokes went on the visit and just has been in contact with Kansas since the visit. So, didn't commit on the visit is the thing that's notable about that.
That's probably not fair to Mark Pope. Getting him to come, despite his clear interest in Kansas, is probably a tip of the cap. Kentucky spent more than anybody last year. I don't know that's more of an indictment that didn't work out. I was doing, I think, a national show back in the Infinity Sports Network days, and I was just like, Kentucky fans, you're crazy. Why would you run Cal out of town? Why? And they were like, because we can get anybody we want. It's Kentucky and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. Nothing against Mark Pope. But you run off guys like Cal and you just don't know. Like, no. Especially, it's never been more dangerous in college basketball because everybody's spending money. It's, the advantages that Blue Bloods had, we talk a lot about Blue Bloods. The advantages that they had, the advantages even in football that we're had, they're not there the same way. So we hear Chris Kleiman and in his commentary before he retired, but that's not to say like one school's going to be like, that's the entire Big Ten, the entire SEC and college basketball, that net spreads even wider.
Yeah.
It's every Power Four plus the couple of Power Fives plus Wichita State might be getting relevant again. Plus, you know, like there's teams in the Mountain West that are really good. Oh, yeah. And there's Gonzaga. And oh, yeah, there's St. Mary's. And oh, yeah. Like it's never been harder to be elite consistently than right now. And you just ran off the guy who has never not been good. And replaced him with your guy after you swung and missed on a whole bunch of other coaches. You just this goes back to the Bill Self thing. Like people got to chill with the like if you've got somebody that has your team competitive every year, start there and feel pretty good about that because it is hard to do right now.
It is.
I mean, if you're worried about it being a Kansas fan today. The hell does Kentucky have next year?
I know. That's what I'm. That's my headline there is that people are freaking out that things aren't happening. So I don't know. Apparently, as I was talking about earlier, which Shrey has to tell us more about, but like the big deal about Stokes and why this is, I don't know if you know this part, Jacob. Stokes is already an NIL athlete with Nike. He has a Nike deal.
Okay.
And that's why it's a big deal is that can he come to an Adidas school in KU? Like that precedent now. Is weird. Like I am getting paid by Nike to wear Nike shoes and Nike things. Like, and that's why everybody was like, well, if that's the case, like he's going to Darren Peterson in high school was an Adidas athlete, came to an Adidas school, did all this stuff. Speculation here is that it feels like Stokes wants to come to Kansas, but he's like, can I even do that? Can I do that? And will that mean that Nike drops me? Like, what does that mean for that part of it? Like, and that may be why Kentucky still plays from Kentucky, but like, that's why Nike school is still in this conversation as well about like, we'll give you so much more money. And maybe Nike saying we won't be able to pay you in college, but we'll pay you after. But if you go to Kentucky, we'll pay you now. Like, there's a lot of speculation on that part. And that's the part that gets really in the weeds. So.
Yeah. And that's the part that I just can't allow myself to care about.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I don't care.
Like we've seen.
I do care in the sense that it's potentially preventing him to come to Kansas. That's not what I mean. What I don't care about is what brand a kid is.
I don't. Some people have gone as even far as saying like he won't come to Kansas because he hates wearing Adidas shoes. Okay, well that feels pretty stupid. I don't think that that's what it is, but I think it's probably an NIL thing. If I had,
by the way, me saying I don't care. That's not a knock on Stokes. Yeah. Good for Stokes for being able to have that sort of opportunity. That's not what I mean. What I mean is like the ins and outs, but Kansas has known this. When did he become a Nike athlete?
I mean, it's like last year. He's in high school still.
So like this has been on the table for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, remember what the KU scandal of a few years ago was all about.
That's
about
what I'm saying.
This like, kind of thing.
It's crazy now. That's my, you know, more point there is that like we used to see this kind of thing happen to where it was like which, you know, illegal, but Adidas was like, hey, come to an Adidas school. As soon as you graduate, you are going to be an Adidas athlete. Like I can shake your hand under the table and tell you that. And that's why all this stuff happened. Like shoe companies have ran college basketball for a long time.
Well, and honestly of all the, like they should, because if you're looking for true, this goes back to NIL. People are like, well, that's not, why would anybody, yeah, that's not NIL. Why would anybody, if you really wanted to evaluate Caitlin Clark or Cooper Flagg, I would say one of the guys this year, but there were so many of them. I don't think any of them like stole the headlines singularly, but let's say AJ DeBonsa was probably the most high profile, ended up being that this year, whatever it is. But Clark and Flagg, they were kind of on their own, right? Or Angel Reese, the year it was Clark. If you really wanted to get a true valuation to a shoe company, how much would Caitlin Clark have been worth?
Yeah, a lot.
To be a, whatever, Nike. She has one now. Is it Nike?
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter has some. What would that have been worth at Iowa?
Yeah.
You want to talk about NIL money? She'd have been worth $50 million.
I agree. I agree. So this is where I'm saying it gets complicated, Jacob, is that in the NBA, you have the freedom to pick whatever shoe company you want to do. And like shoe deal, like this should be a thing. Like, if Tyron Stokes is the best, whatever you want to say, let's say who's the best player in college basketball this year? Who is awesome? Throw me a name.
Yaxel Lindeborg.
Yeah, if you want, if Adidas wants to say we're making the Yax ones, like he's that good, we're right. gonna put his name on a shoe. That's awesome. Like that should be happening. That's really cool, and it's good for college basketball. What the difference is between the NBA and that is that Yax can be like, well, I like Adidas shoes, so I want to do this with Adidas. But Michigan is, I think Michigan is a Nike school. Michigan's a Nike school, so like. Then it gets in the weeds about like, well, I have to like wear Nikes. I play for a Nike school. So then it gets into the weeds about like, what is like NBA teams are owned by shoe deals. But
no, but they all wear the same uniform, which is about all an Adidas school is you just wear Adidas uniforms.
But, like it, I know, but this is what I'm saying is that it's deep in the weeds now about like forever. It's been, if you are playing at this school, you have to wear that shoe. And now, like, that is going to get – this kind of thing is going to happen. Like, and so I don't know. This might be the first – but Cooper Flagg was a New Balance athlete in high school. He went to Duke and told New Balance, he's like, I got to wear Nikes for a year, and then I'm going to – and then now he's in the NBA and he wears New Balance. And that's what happened. So that's what's probably going on behind the scenes is this kind of thing. But Nike's probably like, dude, we're not paying you a penny while you're there then. Like, that may be what the issue is.
And that's okay. Like, you know, you can do that kind of stuff and you can take those sorts of risks if you're a player. I don't know where that lands. I don't know if Adidas says, you know, we think Darren Peterson's, you know, he's worth $50 million a year for us. We can make a DP1. Does that money all go to Peterson? Does it go to Kansas as a collective? I don't know. But what I'm saying is, like, people freak out about NIL valuations. And I'm like, look at the shoe deals that are handed out in the NBA.
Exactly.
And Caitlin Clark is the best example of this.
This is a major deal now because, like these shoe deals are absolutely ripe for doing this. Like, getting Darren Peterson when he's 17, like, if Darren Peterson pans out, like, he's going to be worth $1 billion. Like,
that's what I'm saying. So like, when people freak out about how much money gets thrown around, somebody has been making all that money forever.
Exactly.
Somebody has, because somebody's, you know, profiting from it, or we wouldn't see the valuations go up. They get, it's this much money because that's what it's worth.
Oh, it's, they make a lot like, of money.
That's so hard for people to grasp.
This isn't, hey, the Nike donor wants to throw a bag at you. This is like, hey, that's actually an investment. Like, that's absolutely one of the real, real ones.
And now, I've never done it as a business owner, never done it, but I would imagine for like the car dealerships that do it and they tie it to a player and they're in all the commercials. I mean, I don't know what those deals are worth, but how many cars does that have to help you sell?
I think, over the
course of a season to pay that off. Like, there's a reason. Now, there's also a reason boosters are just fans and will say, well, forget this. We just want to win. Like, that happens. That's not what I'm saying. Like, they both happen. But just, like, don't be surprised that the money's so big. The money's so big because it's worth it for these people.
All right, I got a couple more. We got to keep moving. Bryson Tiller, not the singer, the KU basketball player, former KU basketball player, visiting Arizona was the report that came out yesterday. Did you see that, Jacob?
I thought we knew that last week.
Okay, I think
was that yesterday when we talked about that? Bryson Tiller has seemed like an Arizona guy to me the whole way.
Okay, that got reported yesterday that it was happening today. Okay. And then about 4 hours later, Aaron Torres of Fox Sports said, late night portal news, sources tell him that he has canceled his visit to Arizona. So he's not going to Arizona. So he visited Mizzou and Miami. No other visits are expected at this time.
Maybe Mizzou is going to do a spike bag. Like, come over here. Let's if you're really mad at getting benched and you want to get your revenge, come be awesome at Mizzou.
I hope they play next year. That series is over. I hope they resign.
They're playing football, right? We haven't talked about that.
Football, yeah. On a Friday night. All right. This is the main one, though. This is the one that I've been itching at to get to since 7 a.m. Pete Thamel, this morning at 6:46 a.m., just before we start, the NCAA Division I cabinet will hold a further discussion on age-based eligibility later today. This idea would essentially eliminate redshirts and give college athletes 5 years of eligibility starting when you graduate high school or when you turn 19, whichever is the earlier. So,
Shockers just signed a guy that wouldn't fit in that.
They did. I said, would it be the most Wichita State thing of all time to fast track it and pull his waiver? I don't think they could do that.
So 5 years starting at 19?
19 or graduating high school, whichever is earlier. So
okay.
eight for traditional Americans, it's going to be 18.
Now, so what does this mean? Does this mean we need a new classification? Are we just going to always be able to have fifth-year seniors?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Maybe they'll just super seniors, just the official term, I guess.
Yeah. So no matter what the scenario, if you played 30 minutes a game for four years, you have a fifth year.
As you're saying, we have a perfect example. Jahari Long would have gone to Seton Hall, played a year, gotten hurt, gone to Maryland, and then he got hurt for the fifth year, and that's it. That's it. So he wouldn't have gotten George Mason, Wichita State.
So he would have had 3 years. He would have been able to play 3 years.
Yes.
Three seasons.
Yeah, that map adds up, right?
See,
yeah.
I think that sucks. I think
it
that sucks.
It sucks, but like, and again, all the stuff, and I'm not getting it on here and be like, Jahari Long is ruining college, and the Wichita State is, there's no.
No, I know that's not what you're saying. I'm saying, and I've had a problem with this rule from the beginning, that sucks. That a kid who got hurt twice.
I know.
He doesn't get like that. The waivers are there for a reason. We're trying to, like, I would rather say you get 4 years where whatever the formula is to calculate if you can take a medical redshirt. I'd rather have that because, like, it sucks to say, especially now with the earning potential that's there. Sorry, like you can't.
I know, but like
you can't earn for those extra 2 years.
I get it. It's gonna screw a lot of people that, you know, just unfortunate. Like, it's not their fault that they tore their ACL. And exactly. Jahari Long, there's part of it. Like, read Taylor Eldridge's story on Jahari Long. Like, part of it's pretty cool. The fact that this dude had knee surgery twice and like still is like playing the best basketball of his career. Like that. There's parts of the story that are cool, and I'm man enough to admit that part. But I think that like the pushback to me though is that like, man, you go to the NFL and you're an NFL running back and you're under, you know, contract in your final year, your rookie deal, and you're awesome. And then you Isaiah Pacheco, you break your leg and then like that's it. Sorry, you don't get another deal. Like and sometimes that just sucks. And sometimes that
their deal though. He's playing for the Lions.
He did. But like that type of injury, I mean, like sometimes, you know, that happens, is what I'm saying. Like, sometimes guys just get hurt and then the career just ends. And, like, that sucks. But, like, at the end of the day, like, if that's what the rules are, then that's what the rules are.
But in the NFL, it has nothing to do with how old you are.
No.
It has everything to do with how good or bad you still are. Isaiah Pacheco breaks his leg. He's getting the next contract because he's either good enough or he's not good enough. Not because his time he's allowed to play in the NFL has expired. Like, that's stupid. That's stupid. I don't like it at all. I think it's stupid. I think that. You've got to have like, okay, now we're going to have service academy waivers. We're going to have religious exemptions.
I agree with that part.
Necessary to me
is where now does that, you know, what do the waivers that they will give out? What do those mean? And what disqualify for that? And is there a quantitative thing you can put on those? Or will you say like what if this guy's like, hey, I did this mission. I did this, you know, service, but like this guy did this, so how did we there's going to be a slope, and then there's going to be other, it's the same thing as we talk about, is like you make the college football playoff bigger so that your fifth team out or the first team out that number five complains, now it's number 13 who's the first team out, they also complain, and they'll be the same, it'll just move the goalpost somewhere else. But
you get 4 years of playing. If you want to solve it, you get 4 years of playing. A significant amount, right? 4 years, just like it is now. If you break your leg twice, you get two medical red shirts. If your mom dies and you need to spend a year away to go take care of your family, which happens, that's not a made up scenario.
Yeah, hardships.
You still get your eligibility. Now, something happens in your family. You've got to step away for 2 years because you've got a baby brother or sister you literally have to provide for and take care of because there's nobody else to do it. Sorry, you don't get to play college basketball anymore. This is a stupid rule that will backfire epically bad. You cannot do, like, that's so, like, how do you not have any nuance to that? This is college. In the pros, it's cutthroat. If you're not good enough to play anymore, you don't play anymore.
Sure.
In college, you're going to tell a kid who's 18 who can control almost none of the circumstances he or she is playing with, at least early on. That's it doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, my thing, though, Jacob, like at the base level of this is, like I said, is that at the end of the day, it's so far from it, but it's college sports. And college is based around people that can graduate in 4 years. And like at the end of the day, you're taking up.
College is not based on people that can graduate in 4 years. Look on a campus.
I know, Jacob, but the model, like, when you walk in the door as a freshman, they make a plan for you to graduate in 4 years. Like, that's the traditional goal.
So if you take an extra semester a year, you don't get to graduate?
Is that the rule we should put?
You get 4 years of classes. If you don't graduate, too bad. You don't get to graduate anymore. You don't get a degree. You only get 4 years. That's it. That's the only amount of time you get. It doesn't make any sense. I don't like it at all. I think it's dumb. We can discuss it further. We'll have Shreya's spot in there.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
If you can make a dish, you can make a signature recipe and showcase it on your beautiful website that you built with Squarespace. And if you can make a stitch, you can make an outfit and put it on your online store that you built with Squarespace. And if you can hit the pose, you can teach the class that they can book on your site that you built with Squarespace. Because whatever your business, you can build it at squarespace.com. Use offer code EMPIRE for 10% off your website or domain.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic.
On I-135 southbound at 29th Street, there's a disabled vehicle blocking the lane, and it's causing a 2-mile backup past the I-235 interchange. And I-235 is also jammed up from Broadway to K-96 eastbound to Hillside. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Partly cloudy, breezy, and warm today. A high of 82. South winds go west, 15 to 25 and gusty. Any thunderstorms this afternoon should be well east of the turnpike. Becoming clear and a little bit cooler tonight. 53 is the low. Sunny and warm on Thursday. High 85. Partly cloudy, windy on Friday. High in the low 80s. Storm chances return Friday evening and they could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179. Tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
That radio's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Hey,
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And we welcome in Shri Aslada, KU Insider, KC Star at SHRE98, world famous podcaster now. We'll get to KU in a minute, Shri, as TJ and I don't agree on something we were just talking about. This is getting a lot of run in college sports. How do you feel about the basically the five-year rule? You're 18 or you're 19 years old, you get 5 years, that's it, no exceptions.
I don't love it, to be honest. I just feel like there are weird exceptions that we need to account for. Injuries, you know, like different things. Sometimes people start college a little later, right? Just a lot of different things. I think it's too, like, trying to be an all-encompassing rule where it not, like, you know, I feel like you have to look at things from a case-by-case basis in a lot of these sports.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I get it, though. I mean, I get the why they're bringing it. We're seeing players play for a long time. I get it, but man, I just think that's going to create a mess. Anyway, we'll talk about that more later. Let's talk KU. KU can get any basketball players? What are we doing here? Like, how worried should KU fans be on April 15th that there's basically nobody on the roster?
I mean, they're going to fill in a roster at some point, right? I mean, they have 8 roster spots. Presumably, Paul Mbia is coming back. I feel like my DMs are filled with KU fans freaking out. I need KU fans to relax, please. Guys,
okay.
The reality of the situation is things take time. Things are taking longer time than anticipated in some ways. I think they'll probably end up getting at least a few of these guys they've had on the visits yesterday, today. I think they're going to have 5 guys between the last 2-3 days. I think they'll probably end up getting 2 or 3 of those guys at least. I think, you know, I asked around like to a few different sources in the KU program and stuff like that. Everyone keeps on telling me like the lineup building, et cetera, is going to take time and they're not super worried about it. This was the last day or two. Candidly, I don't think it really means much because like I think a lot of blue bloods are not the ones that need to fill in the roster are not really adding a ton of players right now. Like Kentucky is in the same boat Kansas is in, and except Kentucky fans are freaking out even more because they have Mark Pope as their coach instead of Bill Self.
So why is that? Why is, you know, not even KU but everybody else, you know, it typically, as we've seen portal things happening, like usually like within a couple of days you've got the guys flooding in. I mean, the portal's only open for 3 weeks for guys to put their names in, I guess, but you know, the longer this goes on, the more top guys go elsewhere. Like, why is there a waiting period right now?
Well, I think the average, like, salary or whatever payment per player is significantly higher this year compared to last year. I mean, like, a guy like Flory is making 2, maybe 3 times what he was making at Kansas last year. You know, the alleged price of $5 million, I heard he made – more than that from Louisville. I heard 6. I heard 6.5 from a few different people outside of the KU program and the basketball world. Obviously, we don't know the exact numbers, but I would not be surprised if he's above 5. But that should tell you where things are at, right? Like last year, the only 2 guys making over 5 in college basketball were 2 Trendestin talents in AJ DeBonza and Darren Peterson. This year, I was told there'll be multiple $5 million plus guys. So when the top end guys are making that much money, it's kind of trickle down, right? Like where everybody else is making more money as well. So why wouldn't you take your time making the visits? Like Deshaun Good is going to St. John's to visit today. He was at KU yesterday or the day before or whatever. And I mean, like I've heard the visit went quite well. Same thing with Terrence Hill. Like, you know, I've heard there's some confidence level that KU will get one, if not both of these guys. That said, why would you not go on visits and see what the asking price is from these other schools and see if you can leverage that? Because, I mean, Tyron Stokes is doing the exact same thing. He's going on every visit, and he's coming back to KU and asking for more money.
Which, I guess you should, right? I am with you.
Absolutely.
But at some point, though, going to Kansas, I think for Kansas fans, still needs to be cooler than going to wherever.
That's the edge I think that the Blue Bloods might be losing in all this.
In football, we've heard coaches talk all the time, like, it's going to be harder and harder to compete with the big, but in basketball, maybe it's different or maybe it's not. Like, do the players even care about whose blood is the bluest anymore or whose blood is the greenest, perhaps, maybe now the most important thing?
If I were to rank things based on kind of what I've heard and what I kind of have seen, I'd say money goes first by far. Then it probably goes situation of what, you know, they're kind of joining, and then probably coach and everything else comes after that. Candidly, like, I think players don't have the allure of playing for Bill Self like they did 5 years ago. And I think that's because this new era is so money oriented versus not. And like, are you going to turn down $3 million from some random SEC school just to play it for two at Kansas or 2.5 at Kansas? I don't think so. Most people are not. So I think that's where like this whole allure of like, oh, I'm a blue blood. Like, okay, yeah, but Kansas hasn't gotten out of the second round in four years. Kentucky's been really bad for a long time now. Not really bad, but relatively bad compared to what they are. Kentucky, UConn's not a blue blood, but they've won three different championships, won two, lost to the defending champs last year. They're not having issues recruiting. I think winning solves all. Like, if Kansas was coming off a year where they made a deep run in the NCAA tournament, first of all, I don't think as many people would be in the portal. Number two, I think they would have an easier job of getting guys to come to Kansas quicker. But if you look at the teams that are picking up guys left and right, it's teams that are willing to spend money. Louisville, Arkansas, LSU, like, you know, teams like that where it's been well documented that the money being spent is, you know, high in all these places.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a little bit of the sand still, if I had to speculate some for you, Shreyas, is that, you know, KU, I imagine, if they want Stokes and feel like they can land Stokes, don't want to go give up a Stokes spot or give up Stokes dollars elsewhere and make sure that that's all allocated there. Not to say that they couldn't fill the other seven, but what's taking so long? Like we joked about this a month ago that this was taking so long. Now it's April 15th. Do you remember any top five-star guys going this late into the cycle? And are we going to get an answer soon?
Well, ideally, you get an answer from Stokes in the next 2 weeks. I don't think it's going to drag on much, much longer than that. But candidly, with Tyron Stokes, he's a different prospect than any, you know, prospect I've covered. There's a lot going on there behind the scenes. His camp is a lot to deal with. I was candidly told, like, I asked somebody high up that I trust, KU side, like, is this him, you know, like, are you guys worried about making him the visit, or is this him, you know, just raising the money point price? And he just was like, I think you answered your own question, which I thought was funny. And that was a couple days ago. So I heard from some non-KU sources that the visit to Kentucky went really badly both ways. I hear that there's some more confidence that KU feels like they're in it. I don't know how a visit can go bad that it gives the other side more confidence, but I don't know what Mark Pope is doing, but just do the opposite, I guess. I think this would have been solved like back in like December. If Kansas was a Nike school,
I was going to say, how big of a deal is the sneakers? Tell us about that.
I think it's definitely a big deal. I think, you know, like the Christian Peake, I think from NBA.com has reported that he doesn't like Adidas sneakers and shoes and this and that. Like, okay, whatever. That aside, he's a Nike athlete. Being a Nike athlete at an Adidas school makes it a lot more difficult, I think, to come here, because candidly, I think Kentucky will go insane. Like, if he's on the verge of becoming Kansas, I wouldn't be surprised if Kentucky's like, let's give him $8 million. We need him that bad.
Will Nike pick up that tab for them?
I think they would help out. Absolutely. Like, I think Nike's doing everything they can at the moment to make sure he ends up at Kentucky.
My brain was more so is that if you're a Nike athlete and you go to a school that wears Adidas, like, would that be that Nike would be like, listen, dude, like, we can't pay you while you're wearing Adidas sneakers? Like, I figured there would be the complications with that of being a Nike athlete. But we've seen it before, haven't we? Like, Cooper Flagg did this. He's a New Balance guy. Didn't the Rutgers guys, didn't they wear Nikes at an Adidas school, right?
Yeah, I don't know the exact intricacies of what his contract would look like if he came to Kansas or whatever. If you know Nike, I presume he would be able to play in Nikes even if he has to wear an Adidas uniform. It's not like, I'm not sure what like it would look like, but I think they'd figure it out. If he's coming to Kansas, guys, I don't think they really care. The question to me is Tyron Stokes worth all this? And candidly, the more I dig into it, the more I question my sanity and what I'm looking at why Kansas. I had an NBA scout yesterday text me that no program in the country besides bottom feeder Power 5 program should go after Tyron Stokes. Go back and watch the tape of Tyron Stokes. His body language is bad. Somebody told me he has the worst body language they've ever seen. There's going to be a lot of interesting intrigue with this kid. And let me tell you, I've been hearing about this for months now. There are coaches that have coached, and I will not name them because I will end up talking to them. There are coaches that have coached a few of the top prospects, and some of these coaches have not been able to coach properly Tyron Stokes like they were able to coach some of the guys that we've talked about throughout this year. And I was told if they come to Kansas, they will release, quote unquote, the Stokes files to me. So I've heard that from three different people.
You're really striking confidence into us here.
So to me, the character thing is a worry. I think his body language is not great from just the games that I've seen. I think his talent is immense. I know Kansas fans are probably like, who cares? He's worth it. Yeah, okay. I hope you trust Bill Self to figure it out because I trust Bill Self to do it. I don't trust Mark Pope to figure it out. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Does Bill Self really want to do this again? Not that Darren Peterson was in any way related to the things you're talking about, but it was something to deal with the pressure that people didn't know about.
This is going to be 10 times worse than Darren. Darren is good.
You're not the first person I've seen that from, and that worries me too. I got to go back. Did you say Terrence? Which Terrence did you say?
Terrence Hill, the one that visited, had a good
Terrence good Hill or
your VCU guy.
Yeah, he's my guy. He's a guy I like so much. But there's also Terrence Brown from
Utah. He's coming today. He's supposed to come today.
Okay.
Yeah, he's supposed to come today.
Which is more likely, or as my guy Braxton Jones would always say, is it both of them?
I think it's hard to tell. I feel better about Deshaun than I do about Terrence Hill. Because I think Terrence is still going to Tennessee this Wednesday, or today, really. I think Terrence Brown would be a little more difficult because he went to UNC and I think the visit went quite well from what I've read. So we'll see. I don't know, guys. I mean, at this point, hopefully they land some stuff. I mean, I expect some good news on the Paul and Bia front, at least. I wrote about it this past weekend.
Yeah.
I think,
I'm big on this. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I like him too.
Is he the starting center next year?
I don't know. I think it would be.
I saw our boy Bunky's coming, right?
Yeah. I guess if theoretically Bunky comes, maybe they compete for the starting spot. But I hope that the 1-4 are really good then if they're competing for the starting spot.
I think Paul's better than Bunky. From somebody that watches American Conference basketball, I think
it'd be better too. What about Barron from Tulsa? Didn't he have a minute where KU was looking at him?
They're looking at him. I know they're also looking at Alex Wilkins from Furman, but I think Alex.
I kind of like Barron better than Bunky.
I get it, honestly, because Bunky scored, 11 points a game?
I don't know that he's, like, when I think of his type of player, I'm like Lob City, I'm not thinking of Bunky. I'm thinking of Embiid.
That's fair.
Then Barron stretches it out a little bit more, different player, kind of like Hunter Dickinson, not as good. Shreyas, we'll follow along the best we can, man. I don't know how KU fans feel.
Glad we made him feel better with Shreyas on the radio this morning.
I don't think we did, but I think it's the right thing to do. I'm worried about the Stokes thing. Like, I want him to go to Kentucky. I'll be honest, and I hope he goes. If he goes to Kansas, I hope he's a superstar. But I kind of want him to go to Kentucky and use the money on the Michigan model of last year. Follow along with Shreyas at the KC Star. Find his podcast. Find him on X at SHRE98. Shreyas, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We'll be back.
K
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The KFH Studios, powered by Devon James Injury Lawyers. Call 888-8888.
That's 888-8888.
Dell PCs with Intel Inside are built for the moments you plan and the ones you don't. For the time you forgot your charger at the gate.
Passengers, we are now on our initial ascent.
Or when you're bouncing between projects like a ping pong ball. We build PCs with long-lasting battery life, so you're not scrambling for an outlet. And built-in intelligence, so you can stay focused on whatever you're doing. Dell Technologies, built for you. Dell.com/DellPCs.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in, deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more.
Hey, hockey fans, now with BetMGM, you can win a share of $10,000 in bonus bets when your anytime goal scorer nets three. Enter BetMGM's Hat Trick Jackpot all season long for your chance to win some major bonus bets. It's easy. Just log in and opt into the promotion. Then make an anytime score bet on any hockey game of at least $10. If your player of choice scores three goals instead of just one, you'll win your share of the $10,000 in bonus bets. There's nothing quite like watching a game with a hat trick, especially when it means you can win a share of $10,000 in bonus bets. Ready to shoot your shot? Download the app today. BetMGM, make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Kansas only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Please gamble responsibly. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspace with a 6,000 lumen 3-panel LED light from GT Light. It's over 7 times brighter than traditional incandescent light bulbs and features 3 adjustable panels, allowing you to shine light where you need it most. Save big on GT Light LED utility bulbs. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck and RV is stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Backflip, Undercover, X-Tang, Roll-A-Lock, Retrax, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our huge showroom at 333 Northwest Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Toro Days, on now at Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service. And that means big savings on mowers. Save on Toro walk-behind mowers, Time Cutter Zero Turns, and Commercial Zero Turns and Grandstands. Toro, America's number one walk-behind mower brand. Count on it. Visit Maximum Outdoor Equipment, south of Kellogg on West Street, or south of 21st and Andover Road, or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.